Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Martin, good afternoon, Martin. Hello, Martin.
This is Martin, yeah?
Tell us what happened, Martin, on a very bad line. Tell me what happened, and we're going to drop this line if it doesn't improve. Go ahead, Martin, tell us what happened.
Yes, I'm on holiday right now.
Yeah.
This is my last day.
Yeah.
And I'm just in this, the city of Cork, and trying to get the air coach to Dublin, because tomorrow our plane will leave at Dublin Airport.
Yeah.
And we had 2 weeks in Ireland,
yes,
a German tourist family,
yes,
and we were staying near to Dorsey Island. And
Dorsey, yeah.
I booked a car, I hired a car in Germany, yeah, from the from a special hire company, and I took the car in Dublin,
yes,
Dublin Airport on the 7th of June.
Easy Rent, yeah, it's called, yeah.
Easy Rent, yes, and we weren't so lucky with the car. We've seen it was in very good condition, but nevertheless, it was 10 o'clock in the evening, so me and my family, we were exhausted and wanted just to take the car and go,
okay,
and stay in Dublin for one day and then,
yes,
then go on our holiday.
Yeah.
And it was 1 week ago on Friday when we had a little crash, you know, it was a damage to the wheel. I thought it's only wheel first, but then it turned out to be more than that.
Okay.
And I phoned to the company, and let me wait for several hours,
yeah,
and I told them it's very dangerous to leave the car on the road, but nevertheless they arranged a local garage to,
yes,
to tow it from the road.
Yes.
And yes, unfortunately, I thought I had a full insurance. I have a high degree insurance.
Okay, you pay as well as paying your car,
yes,
hire, which does include a certain level of insurance. You also paid how much extra for insurance?
I paid 490 euros
on top of your car rental.
Yes, yes, of course, yeah. And I've been told at the desk when I took the car that,
yes,
everything will be covered by it. So even if we are stuck somewhere in Ireland, they will send a replacement car whatsoever happens. And so, of course, I took this high degree insurance. And what happened then? It was suggested that the car should be repaired in Castletown Deer, which is next,
yeah,
town there. And unfortunately, it took several days now to fix it. I'm not quite sure if it's already fixed, but I pleaded to them to send me a replacement car, which they refused. Because they said it's my own fault, it's my own negligence.
And
it wasn't so.
Are they looking for money off you to pay for the repairs?
Yes, no. They. I think they will pay for it, for the repairs. Yes.
And your complaint is that they didn't provide,
yes,
you with an alternative,
well,
car.
I got stuck there in this on this peninsula near to Dorsey, and the next shop will be 8 kilometers away, and we were in a foreign country, you know, had no chance to get away from there. So I had to go to the neighbors for instance and ask them for help, and I met very 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 helpful people, but actually I can't say that from the people from the company, the hire company. They I think they should have picked up the car and should
given
have
you okay, so
given me a replacement car. Yeah.
Sorry, Martin, out of your 2 weeks holiday, how long did you not have a car?
For 1 week now.
Oh, 1 week.
On Friday. The accident happened on Friday, and so one week we had a spoiled holiday. The first week was okay, and we had a plan to go to several sightseeing places, and wanted to meet someone in Cahersiveen, and all this we have to drop now. No?
And where you?
Yes.
Sorry. Did you ask in Dublin, where you picked up the car from Easy Rent? Did you ask if anything happens, will you give me a replacement car?
Well, several times. Yes, I phoned them every day, and they refused. They said no, the car will be ready. You can't expect a replacement car. It's covered up by the insurance. But nevertheless, I relied on them because when I took the car, I was told by words, of course. It's impossible to read all the
things. Yeah, of course, I understand that.
In the contract, so small written. I mean, it is even if you don't need glasses, you can't read it hardly.
And you also sent me a photograph of the fact that the car tax expired at the end of May.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and this is what we found out later on because the man from the garage, who was very very helpful in Castletown, he said the tax seems to be. It hasn't paid, maybe, but.
And you also sent me a photograph of a bald tire. Or damaged tire? Was that as a result of the accident?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean the bald tires. They were bald before the accident, and who knows? Maybe it has the effect on these accidents.
Okay, yeah. So what are you looking for, Martin? Now, what is your?
I met a very wonderful, helpful person in Castletown who said we have a radio program, and of course, as a foreigner, I never heard of that, but I thought it's a very good. Idea, so I can prevent other people from booking or hiring a car from this bad company. You see,
they have a good reputation, but let's bring them in, Martin, because we need to have Jakob Mostert. Jakob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Where are you? Are you from Germany as well originally? No.
No, I'm from South Africa.
Oh, from South Africa. Jacob, what does this extra 500 quid insurance, what does it cover?
That the sales agent would be able to tell you that. Just bear in mind, I'm the operations manager working with situations like this when there's a breakdown or a recovery team needed for a vehicle. So that extra insurance is when the customer decides not to have a basic, he would like to upgrade to a super bomb or... Relax euro or whatever, then it becomes for 14 days so many euros per day calculated, and then it brings it up to that.
It brings up to 500 euro, which is, and I won't cover a year's insurance on a car in Ireland, but it's not far off in certain cars. What does the 500 euro cover? Does it not cover a replacement car if there's an accident?
It does, definitely. The only time it does not cover if there's any negligent driving, then we would still recover the vehicle, but we would not give them another vehicle. I mean, if you're drunk and driving, that's negligent. If there's a rock in the road and you just go over it, that's negligent.
Hang on. There's two examples. One, drunk driving is a crime. Is a crime, full stop,
end off.
So we'd park that, so to speak. But driving over a stone on an Irish road is not a crime, and it's not negligence.
It's not a crime. We see it as negligent, and it's undercarriage.
What's negligent about it?
Sorry?
What's negligent?
If you drive and you see a big rock in the road, and you just go over it, I mean, why don't you stop and go around it?
It was a stone, but one couldn't see it.
If you look at the wishbone was off, the shock is bent, the drop link has been damaged, that couldn't just been a small stone in the road.
So Mark,
that's not right.
Let Martin back in. Go ahead, Martin. What happened?
Sorry, there was another car coming from the opposite, and there was an American tourist, and he stopped after the accident, and he said he saw a stone coming down the wall, and it was so quickly I couldn't react, you know, and I also had to take care to pass this other car. So the road got very narrow there.
Yeah.
I was driving too. I wasn't driving too fast, and of course, I never drink while driving. you know, what I expect now from the company is that they they should compensate all the bills that I have now. I have to take a taxi from Castletown Beer to Cork and now to Dublin. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my whole week was spoiled with the family. My impression of this company is very, very bad. So this is the least what I expect. I mean, they didn't send me a replacement car, and I don't need it now because I'm now taking the bus to Dublin. And
Jacob, you're saying, did the company investigate the accident?
We did not. What we did.
Well, if you didn't investigate it, how can you determine and make a judgment that Martin was negligent?
Because Martin said he went over a rock, and then the second time he said he went into a ditch on the side of the road. And then when I told him that we cannot give him a replacement car due to that, he said he swerved out to prevent an accident with another vehicle. Mm. Now I've got a fourth story where the rock from the side rolling down.
No.
Martin.
No.
That's correct. And now, Joe, on the other hand, when we spoke to him on Saturday, the local guy at Bear Top Tires said that the car would be fixed on Monday, 12 o'clock, due to availability of parts. Mm-hmm. Martin was more than welcome. He was happy to wait for the car till Monday. So I was going to allow him to drive back with that car and to continue on his journey. And then Bear Top Tires did not receive the parts on Monday, and it went to Tuesday and to Wednesday, and today the car's fixed.
But what does the €500 extra insurance cover, Jacob?
Look, like I explained to you, it's a super bomb. It covers everything but except negligent driving. If you drive on the right hand side of the road, hang on.
If that had happened to me in a car, okay? Yes. I'm driving, it's a very narrow road, I'm squeezed, I don't see a dip in the side of the road or whatever happened, there's a rock or whatever. If that had happened to me, under my insurance, my car insurance, or indeed any other driver comprehensive insurance, under my car insurance, I would have been covered. Let me finish. The insurance company do not turn around and say, by the way, Joe, that was your fault. That was your fault.
But that might be your insurance. Are you talking about paying the bills and the claim?
Yeah, but you're telling me that the annual, I know insurance is high in Ireland, in many cases, £1,500-1,600. What you were getting annualised from Martin from Germany was €26,000 policy. He would have been paying €26,000, and you're saying a replacement car does not come into it. He paid you €500 extra insurance for 2 weeks. Most garages will actually facilitate if they're a regular customer. If you're paying €26,000 a year for car insurance, not only would they give you a replacement car, they'd give you a chauffeur from Mick Devine thrown in as well, if you're paying that amount of money.
All right.
Well, it works out with 13,000, which is an incredible figure.
Okay. Well, look, he accepted the terms and conditions, and he signed and he paid for that extra insurance. But it states very clearly on the terms and conditions on that super pump, if there's any negligent driving, we will still recover the vehicle. Yeah. And he doesn't have to pay for any damages to the vehicle.
But who
except for undercarriage and if there's negligent driving.
But, Jacob, who determined that Martin's driving was negligent?
Because he said he went over a rock. That was the first story.
Have you driven in Ireland lately down the country?
I have. Good luck. And let me tell you, Joe, when I drive
have you ever
on
driven
the far side, let me just finish. When I drive on the far side roads where it's very narrow, I drive very slowly. I make sure that I can see everything. If there's a rock, I would be able to stop. If there's a car coming from the opposite side, I make sure I can go to the left.
Okay, Martin.
I might have said a rock, but I meant a stone, of course. Because a rock, of course, this is an English term, and I'm a foreigner, you see. Yeah. I meant a stone, but not a rock, which is much bigger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In any case, I think the company didn't care about what with my holiday, if it is ruined or not. I think it would have been little work for them just to pick up the car and leave another car, especially when they don't have to bring it from Dublin. So there's a department also in Cork. They
Have to,
from Cork.
Jacob, have you any policy that allows for a replacement car, regardless of the circumstances of the accident?
Yeah, there's a lot of times we send a replacement car down to people. Doesn't matter how much.
And how much extra? How much extra do they have to pay?
Nothing at all. If it was a super pump and they were in an accident, or there was any mechanical something that happened on the vehicle, we would send another vehicle immediately and recover that one. But if you look at the whole situation, what happened? It was late. Then we got a local recovery team to recover the vehicle because Martin stated clearly he went over a rock at the first time.
He said
the car's standing in a very dangerous road. So I got a local guy to take the car away. If I had to get my recovery team DNL comments from Dublin,
and what about
5 hours?
What about the state of the tire? That if that photograph is of that car, that tire is bald.
That tire was not bald. Now, if you look at the condition report that the customer signed at EasyLink, we go through the whole vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
We show them the tires. The car is in a good condition.
Let Martin come back.
The car, haven't you, Joe?
Yeah.
Martin.
There's a couple of scratches on the one side, and that was it.
I must say, what I can state now is that the company is not at all interested in keeping their customers satisfied. You see, if they were so, they would just say, okay, all right, the compensation is no problem. We'll pay you back and forget the whole thing. Yeah, and I would no one suggest ever to take EasyRent as a car hire company. But nevertheless, the tires and the man from the garage, he can state this fact too. The tires were bald. They were bald. They were under legal. You see, and they gave me the car in a garage. It was a big hall, a big building. It was dark, and if I couldn't trust them, I can't lie under the car with my family just arriving from the airport and look whether the tires are all right or not. Of course, I've signed the car in a good condition, but I could see it wasn't. It wasn't. It was. Afterwards, it came to my mind. I mean, when the accident happened, I looked quite near on the tires, and I saw.
Okay.
My God, they are bald.
And I see that photograph, and clearly you would not have seen that part of the tire from an inspection of the tire from the.
Jacob, is there 1,000 kilometers?
Okay, Jacob, is there any appeal system in your company? Is there any arbitration?
No, I'll have to look into it. I'll have to go to the people who's more or better in that situation. Bear in mind, I mean, he's been driving the vehicle for 7 days. We get customers that take a car on a Friday with a very good tire and they bring it back on a Monday bolt.
Okay, I'm just hearing a drill in the background. It's like tinnitus there. Just hang on, I'll be back after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at RT.ie. Martin is on holiday. Well, his holiday is finishing tomorrow. He's from Germany, been here for 2 weeks, hired a car from EasyRent at Dublin Airport 2 weeks ago, paid an extra, on top of the car hire, he paid an extra €500. As I say, that would work out at 13,000 annualised, €500 for a Super Palm insurance. Had an accident, that's what it was, an accident down in Castletown Bear near Dorsey Island, beautiful part of the country. He had an accident in trying to, on a very, very narrow road, the car hit some obstacle and the car was damaged, the wishbone was damaged, and this happened less than a week into his holiday, and Martin was expecting a replacement car, he believes, covered by that insurance, and he didn't get it. Jacob Mostert is on behalf of Easy Rent, and he's saying that the cause of the accident was negligence by Martin in his driving and driving over. The word stone was used, the word rock was used. I think there may be a language difficulty here, and Easy Rent did not supply a replacement car. Martin, in other words, was stranded in Castletown Bear for a week and has now had to hire a taxi and other expenses, I presume, and is now on his way back on the air coach to Dublin Airport to go home. And he's upset and wants to know what the extra insurance covered. Martin, have you hired a car before in Ireland or any other country?
Yes, I have. And I had never made bad experiences. And I always got an almost new car with about 5,000 kilometers at the maximum. So when I took the car, I looked at the kilometer counter. Yeah, mm-hmm. Is it called?
Yes, yeah.
It was over 88,000 kilometers. And I was very, very. It surprised me that they give such an old car to the tourists, yeah. Because with other companies,
and how much did the car hire without the extra €500? How much did the car hire cost for the fortnight, Martin? For the 2 weeks,
I booked it in Germany, and it was €210
per week, or for the 2 weeks?
No, it's for the 2 weeks.
Yes. Well, that's very cheap in Ireland. Isn't it? In fairness,
I don't know.
It is.
I don't have any comparison with it. Yeah.
So you paid €200 for the car, and you paid more than double that for extra insurance.
Yes, true.
Jacob, now are you prepared to accept this photograph of the tire, Jacob, that the mechanic has taken? The mechanic's foot is obviously in it. Now that tire to me looks defective.
Look, Joe, all I can tell you, and I've stated this in my statement as well, we check the tyres beforehand. That it does get measured. And if it's below, we will not send that car out, never, ever. If that car is unsafe, we will never, never, ever send it out. Now, Gamian from Bear Top Tyres, I spoke to him when he started repairing the vehicle. I said to him, Gamian, under no circumstances you are allowed to let that vehicle go if it's
Well, this tire here, this photograph here, I'd love to get an expert opinion on it.
Okay.
With Martin's permission, we might put it up on Twitter. But this photograph here, I don't know how that tire. You say it was damaged in the accident. That does not like that does not look like accidental damage to me. Not that I'm an expert. Glenn, who lives there? Jerry Boyle is in Cork. Jerry, go ahead, Jerry.
Joe, how are you doing? Good. I've been listening to that story. I didn't catch all of it, but what struck me immediately was I run a little B&B here,
okay.
And we had a couple of Belgian guests 2 days ago in their rental car in the exact same spot on the Vera, about less than a mile from Dirty, so the end of the peninsula. The roads down here are not built for two cars. If a car comes towards you, and obviously I'm on these roads every day, you must pull into the verge. You will not see a stone. Our Belgian guest did not see a stone. He went over it. The tyre punctured immediately.
Okay.
He got sorted out with his company. He had to wait an hour and a half or so for a truck to come in and fix his tyre. But to suggest that any of our tourists coming here should be, that they are negligent because they run over stones in our roads is absolutely ridiculous. The poor tourists mentioned who are terrified on the road to start with. But if companies cannot acknowledge that it is a proper accident rather than negligence, as this man is obviously alleging, then we don't have a great future for a tourist industry and for rental car companies in rural parts. That's my point.
Okay, Jerry, thanks indeed. Glenn Monaghan, your quick point, please. 51551.
Joe, how are you doing? Joe, I think from the hire company's point of view, I think there's an awful amount of arrogance being portrayed by the hire company. Like, that poor individual, that man from Germany, came over to Ireland for 2 weeks to spend his hard-earned money, and the next minute he's left without a car for a week. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, to say that he was in the wrong without even getting an independent assessor out to check out the accident where it happened, to say that he was wrong just by way of listening to an individual, I think is absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's a joke. And you know something, Joe? We're being absolutely ripped off in this country. Every tourist who comes into this country has been screwed. And you know, at the time of moment, there'll be no one coming into the country.
Yeah, well, that's not in this case. But Jacob, what's your response to that?
Well, look, Joe, I've been listening to everybody now as well. It was a big rock at first. Now we're at a stone. So there's so many questions. I mean, if you go over a stone and the car punches it, or let's say the wheel bursts for any reason, would the shock bend, would the wishbone break completely? Is that possible? So no. There's so many questions to this. And then just bear in mind that on the terms and conditions, it states very clearly what I said. But then we did tell Martin that car will be repaired and we will allow him to continue. And he was very happy with that. But then bare top tires waited for parts. They did not get it on the Monday, so it wasn't repaired in time. But we did tell that to Martin.
Martin.
And the car tires, wasn't we will never the send out the car with bolt tires. I'm stating that never, ever.
No. Mm-hmm. But the car wasn't fixed until 12 o'clock, and we had to go. We couldn't wait any longer. And you see, I mean, the man from the garage who fixed the car, he told us he has to deal with several companies like yours, Jacob. And he knows very well. So you were trying to dump the price of the repairing, and he wasn't quite sure up to the time when we left if you would ever pay him. You see, and if he be in the he'd be ready to deliver the car to us, yeah. So you would have okay. expected that we should wait and wait until we get the car. But the plane won't wait for us, for the family. Yeah, we have now three cases. We have lots of luggage with us.
And we have a harp.
Why would a company like Insurance not pay whatever people are giving us a service? I mean, man was good for Easyrent.
Okay, Jacob.
But this is what I said. It's a shame for your company. You treat tourists like this. Yeah, in this country, we love this country, and we often came here, but we never expected. We never had an experience for the
vehicle, and you were happy with that, Martin.
Okay, Jacob, is this the end of the case as far as Easyrent are concerned?
No, definitely. I mean, definitely. The car's been fixed and the car's been repaired, and we were correct.
And you wouldn't say to Martin in the spirit of intercontinental peace and tranquility, listen, I'm sorry that half of your holiday ended up you being stuck. I know it's a beautiful place to be stuck.
I feel sorry for Martin for what has happened, but I cannot acknowledge that we were wrong in any way. I would say is it's a pity, and I'm sorry that they did not repair the car in time.
Okay.
But Gaiman from Bears
okay,
Tires
we'll,
made it very clear that the car will be done if the parts are available.
Would you?
For that, I'm sorry.
Okay. Would you refund him the charge per day when he had no car?
Sorry?
Will you refund him the charge per day when he had no car?
I'll speak with you to my branch manager and the salespeople. I'm the operations manager. I work with the fleet and situations like this.
Well,
I will gladly let my branch manager get hold of Martin and they can discuss it.
And in effect, he only had insurance for 1 week.
Sorry? Yes, well, I'll let my branch manager get hold of him. And then they can discuss it.
Okay, Martin, let us know. Martin, I'm so sorry that your holiday was disrupted like that. I really am. I thank all the people in Castletown Bear. Maybe we'll hear from some of them and the mechanic that looked after you. I hope you get it back to Dublin safely, and you're with a good company there, coach. And I hope you will be looked after, and you get back to your home country, to which we have great relations with at the minute. And I hope you will come back to Ireland soon, Martin.
Let me just thank all the people around Castletown.
Okay.
We met very nice acquaintances.
Okay.
And everybody was very helpful with us. And
okay.
Thank you very much. I wouldn't never have thought they would be so stubborn people from
Auf Wiedersehen, Martin. Auf Wiedersehen. Bye bye bye.
Yes,
bye bye.
Dankeschön. And all the best.
Slán.
Thank you, Duffy.
Slán.